It is Friday, September 11th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
A new survey shows most Americans want to vote by mail this year. Republican lawyers are working overtime to prevent states from mailing out voting packets in a timely fashion. Meanwhile, a witness to a deadly police shooting in Washington state fears for his safety after speaking out. The victim in this case had already confessed to shooting a right-wing demonstrator last month, but before his death, told reporters he acted in self-defense. Lastly, labor power scores a victory for Burmese sailors trapped aboard a ship docked at port. Stay tuned for high drama involving the Finnish Seafarers Union.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump are expected to visit Shanksville, Pennsylvania today for an event commemorating the 9/11 anniversary near the scene of a crash in United Airlines Flight 93. Poll commissioned by the Washington Post shows that 6 in 10 registered voters nationwide want to cast their ballots before Election Day. However, only 3 in 10 say they are very confident that their mail-in ballots will be counted accurately. 7 in 10 remain very confident in in-person voting, but just under half of those surveyed say they're uncomfortable going to a polling place this fall, and a majority are worried about their family being infected by the coronavirus. Apart from Trump's fear-mongering, there are signs that voting may be complicated in battleground states. The conservative-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court yesterday ordered a halt to the mailing of absentee ballots until further notice. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald told the Associated Press the decision is, quote, potentially a huge disaster. It's deeply irresponsible and jeopardizes the integrity of our election. The city of Madison alone already has 100,000 requests for absentee ballots on file. In Nevada, attorneys for Trump's campaign are also asking a federal judge to block the distribution of mail-in ballots. The campaign argues that the state's plan to send out ballots to some 1.7 million active voters will impede Republicans' ability to elect candidates, quote, because the law will confuse their voters and create incentive to stay away from the polls, end quote. The state disagrees and says the Trump campaign doesn't have a leg to stand on. Separately, Microsoft said that hackers from Russia, China, and Iran are still seeking to disrupt hundreds of people and institutions involved in the upcoming election. Twitter said that it would label or remove any posts from a certain White House occupant, say, prematurely sought to claim victory. Specifically, per Politico, Twitter said it will flag posts claiming victory before election results that have been certified or seeking to prevent a peaceful transfer of power. It will do the same with, quote, disputed claims about the electoral process, including unverified information about election rigging, ballot tampering, vote tallying, or certification of election results. It's going to be an unholy mess, isn't it? A witness to the police killing last week of an anti-fascist suspected of shooting a far-right militant in Portland, Oregon, says the man was carrying a cell phone and eating a gummy worm when police started shooting. The witness, Nate Dingus, told the Washington Post that the police did not announce themselves or try to arrest the suspect, Michael Forrest Reinall. The series of events has some observers calling law enforcement action akin to an extrajudicial killing. Attorney General Bill Barr called Reinhall's shooting by police, quote, a significant accomplishment, end quote. Prior to his death last week, Reinhall confessed on camera to Vice News that he shot Trump supporter Aaron J. Danielson at a protest on August 29th, said he did so in self-defense. A multi-agency team of police tracked Reinhall down at an apartment complex in Lacey, Washington, some 90 minutes drive north of Portland. Official details have been scarce on what exactly happened next. Previous accounts by neighbors said only that people heard many shots fired, but it was never clear whether Reinhall was armed. Dingus, the witness who shared his account with the Post, says he saw two unmarked police vehicles converge on Reinhall as he walked to his car. He says officers then immediately began firing, prompting Reinhall to duck behind his car, which was blocked by police vehicles. Dingus says he never saw Reinhall try and get inside his car or reach for a weapon. Police paused once to shout, "Stop," before resuming their fire, according to the witness. Dingus is reportedly an ordained minister. Per his attorneys, he fears retaliation by both the far right and law enforcement for speaking out. Local police and U.S. Marshals declined to comment to the Post on the new witness account.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
You may have heard one of the horror stories involving crews stuck at sea during the coronavirus pandemic. The following comes from the public broadcaster in Finland, YLE. The Finnish Seafarers Union has imposed a blockade on a merchant ship in the port of Rauma, taking the action in support of seamen on board who are claiming an estimated $83,000 in unpaid wages. The Panamanian-flagged ES Venus is believed to be Chinese-owned and docked in Rauma to load recycling materials for shipment to Turkey. Half of the crew, 21, are from Miramar, and the other half are Chinese. According to the Finnish Seamen's Union, the Burmese workers have been oppressed on board. Police were called at one point because the ship's captain did not want to let six seamen off the ship to meet with union officials. The union's aim is to repatriate the men after they have received their wages. A union official told YLE that the situation is one of the worst he's encountered in his career. Seamen were practically held captive on board, he said. The blockade has not so far interfered with other normal operations at the port, and as of yesterday, a lawyer for the shipping company based in Singapore confirmed to YLE that a settlement had been reached with the union. You hear that? That's a win for international labor solidarity.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Democrats yesterday blocked a paltry and pathetic Republican coronavirus relief bill from passing through the U.S. Senate. The GOP bill would have afforded $300 per month in additional unemployment benefits, down from $600 in the bill that passed last spring. Meanwhile, new jobless claims continued to exceed 800,000, this according to the Washington Post. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's message to Democrats before yesterday's vote was, quote, "We don't want to go home without a bill, but we don't want to be a cheap date." The U.S. is ending enhanced coronavirus screening for many international passengers. Center for Disease Control says the procedures have limited effectiveness for catching sick people because many cases are asymptomatic. CDC spokesperson told the Washington Post that 675,000 people underwent the screenings, but fewer than 15 were identified as having COVID-19. Yes, that is a sign of limited effectiveness. A Brazilian government expert on isolated Amazon peoples was shot and killed by an arrow as he attempted to make contact with members of a previously uncontacted tribe. According to The Guardian, the official, Raeli Francisqueto, had spent his career trying to establish reservations for the tribes. A policeman who accompanied the expedition said Francisqueto cried out, pulled the arrow from his chest, ran 50 meters, and collapsed lifeless. Expert noted that the tribespeople have no way to tell friend from foe and are under increasing threat from illegal land grabbers. The latest toll in California wildfires has 12 people dead and more than 3,900 structures burned. The fire situation remains dangerous not only in California but in other western states. Here's what the Los Angeles Times says experts say to keep in your go bag in case you're called on to evacuate. Water and non-perishable food, a flashlight, a first aid kit, batteries and chargers for your devices, several days' worth of clothing, moist towelettes, garbage bags, and plastic ties, a battery or crank-operated radio, a whistle to signal for help, and local maps in case GPS isn't working. Stay safe out there.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. Join us this afternoon live on the Majority Report at noon. Shahid Buttar will be joining me for the entire show as we talk both about his race against Nancy Pelosi and all the other insanity that's going on today.